Queensland icons. Does it get any bigger than this one? Part of growing up in the Sunshine State, there was no visit to the Sunshine Coast. It wasn't complete without going to the Big Pineapple, was it? 70s and 80s. Kids, you know what I'm talking about, bugging mum and dad. We've got to stop at the Big Pineapple. It opened in 1971, about 7 years after the banana and cough, so it's got the title of the oldest, biggest. But the Big Pineapple right up there some four decades later. But I've got to say, the old girl, she is showing her age. And now you actually have to divert to drive past it, obviously with the Bruce Highway, where it goes now. But all that is about to change, at least in the form of the Big Pineapple, because the owners, one bloke is based in Brisbane, another on the Sunshine Coast, they want to give it a new lease of life and they want your help. One of those owners is a Brisbane-based businessman. He's on the line now, Peter Kendall. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Mate, I'm putting my hand up here. I'm really embarrassed to say this. I thought the Big Pineapple was closed.
Well, it is to the most part. I guess it has created a little bit of confusion over the last few years. A little bit of brief history. In 2010, we purchased it when it was in receivership. And at that stage, it basically had a fence around it. So as an interim measure, whilst, you know, we had some vision and plans for it, what we did in the short term was looked at it, reopened the bits we could reopen. So we, one of the first things we did was got the train up and running again. We got Queensland Zoo, which is now known as Wildlife HQ, with Julie Seabrook in there to fill the old zoo spot. And we opened up the cafe out the front, just so we had some sort of, stuff going on there. So we could...
Do you still do the... is it the parfait?
We've done parfaits on and off. But, yeah. No, we're not doing them full-time at the moment. But okay. I think during the school holidays and stuff, we do them from time to time. So we've tried to make it as accessible as possible to the public without ever saying that it's actually really open. Because I think the reality is, and, you know, we've been very careful to say this to the public over the last six years, I guess, that, you know, we have no intention of reopening it as it was, because it simply wouldn't work. I mean, it did go into receivership for a reason. And the reality is, unfortunately, it's just a fact that children these days, you know, they tend to play PlayStations and Xboxes. They're not so much into the types of things we were all into when we were kids. So we're very conscious of that. Mm. And with that in mind, we've sort of spent the last two or three years with our planners doing due diligence on what we think would fit in there and what would enhance, you know, or create a contemporary food-based tourism sort of experience that can also enhance the Sunshine Coast's natural produce and agriculture sector.
Peter, before we get into what may be those plans and what it all holds, what about memories for you? I mean, I just mentioned the parfait. You've got the nut tray.
Yeah, well,
what for you do you stands out as a pineapple?
Probably the train, the same. Yeah, the train and the parfaits, I think they're the ones that were the standouts. I mean, you know, there was the nutmobile and stuff, but I think, the parfaits and train were the big ones for me in my era.
Are we talking a total revamp, Peter, when you do come to go through the redevelopment?
Well,
Or are you adding to what's already there?
We're going to add to what's already there, Ben. I think the situation at the moment is, well, the Big Pineapple, the structure itself is actually heritage listed, as is the train line, which, you know, we think is a good thing because, you know, it's a very important part of the history of Queensland and the Sunshine Coast. So there's no way we're going to ever attempt to touch that. But that facility on the northern side of the road is actually tourism zone at the moment. So what we're looking to do, we're putting in a master plan application to overlay the whole site, so that we can look at a whole range then of different tourism-based activities. So, you know, what they end up being will, to some degree, go on what feedback we get from the community, which we've had very positive feedback so far. And, you know, some of the things we've looked at are glamping, you know, RV park, glamping cabins, things like that.
Yeah, accommodation, getting people to come there and stay. What about, now you mentioned heritage listing with the train and also the actual pineapple itself. What can you do to that? Like, can you get in the inside and change that around and make it an attraction?
Well, we can certainly revamp it. We have already given it a spruce up a couple of years ago, and we're about to give it another one. But, we're certainly, it will be upgraded like the rest of the facility. So,
and you're seeking public input into this, so people can have a say.
We've got a community info session open day on the 18th of February from 10 till 2 on site there.
Yep.
So, some of the stuff we've thrown around and is in our application, it's already zoned actually on the northern side for some sort of theme park. We'd certainly be keen to do that, but theme parks, run by large-scale professional operators. And if one of those operators was to come to us, we'd certainly be very happy to talk to them about some form of water park or theme park or something.
All right. So that's the 18th of February. People can also get in contact with you online as well. You know what? I'll try and get you a few ideas this afternoon. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds good.
In fact, Mark Levy, who was just on before me, he had a caller to phone in about pineapple donuts.
Yeah, okay.
I've never heard of a pineapple donut, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yep.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe you can stick that on the menu with the parfaits.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a few pineapple farmers up there who'd love to.
All right. Is a pineapple donut as simple as it sounds?
I only know how to eat them. Never tried to make one.
Good on you, Peter. Thanks for the chat this afternoon. Peter Kendall there, one of the owners of the Big Pineapple. Oh, the memories. They come flooding back, don't they? And I can just imagine my mum and dad listening now. I'm sure they're listening. Mum, dad, hello. I apologise. Now, being a parent, I know what it's like to have kids in the back seat just go, can we go to the Big Pineapple? Can we go? Can you pull out? I reckon that went for ever since we sort of probably hit Bribie Island until we hit somewhere on the sunny coast. Can we go to the Big Pineapple? What would you like to see done to the Big Pineapple? Let's give them some ideas this afternoon. 131 873.